Hey guys, and welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 52 on Sonymation. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So, Sonymation, basically I just kind of got lazy and combined the two, Sony and Funimation. Because if you haven't heard yet, Sony actually acquired Funimation just this week. So why is this kind of a big deal? Well, for one, Sony doesn't have like the best track record when it comes to intellectual properties for certain things. Take Spider-Man, for example. It took a very, very long time for them to come out with a good Spider-Man movie, and it just kind of was Spider-Man being held hostage forever and ever until we saw that good Spider-Man movie. So that, and then, of course, a different portion of Sony having problems with music and things like this, and they really kind of have their hand in a lot of different cookie jars at the moment. So they've got a lot of things going on with Sony overall. They actually already owned Aniplex, which was a pretty big deal and is a pretty big deal. They really kind of know what they're doing so far, it seems like, with getting into the Japanese animation scene. And them acquiring Funimation kind of scares me a little bit because I'm just not sure exactly what they're going to do with some of our favorite characters. So there's a couple of things I'm kind of worried about, and feel like, why not talk about them? So for one, I'm a little bit worried that they're going to go through and try and start maybe like their own anime channel. You know, Crunchyroll hasn't been doing so hot. Some of the other streaming services haven't been doing so great. But Sony is in a really good position to just create their own streaming anime network. And the reason I say this is because tons of people only have PlayStations, PlayStation 3s and 4s, just to stream on. I mean, that's my primary use of them. Obviously, a lot of people also have them for video games, and they just utilize them to stream on, using Netflix or Crunchyroll or Hulu or whatever they want on their PlayStation to stream media. So Sony kind of already has everyone getting these devices inside of their home so that they can stream different types of shows and movies and things like this. And just by acquiring things like Funimation, that's going to give them a really big opportunity to just take anything that's Funimation off of all of these other services and bring it to something that is Sony exclusive. Now, are they going to do that? I don't know. That's kind of a really bold move, but I feel like they went and acquired Funimation because Funimation has been doing pretty phenomenally recently. All the different series that have been being released have basically been hits. And let's be real here, if you watch anime in the United States and don't know who Funimation is, then you're probably not watching things that are very successful or popular, at least if they're from like current times. Anything within the last like 5 to 7 years has come out and been Aniplex, Funimation, or under some other large publisher that has made them successful. So do I think that this buyout is kind of a good thing also? Maybe it might be. I think that we're just going to have to wait and see where it goes. But overall, I am a little bit scared of what they're going to do with these intellectual properties of just all our favorite characters. There are so many shows that Funimation has and has the rights to that they could totally just ruin. I mean, just to name a few of the more recent ones, you have like My Hero Academia, Tokyo Ghoul, Erased, Yuri on Ice, One Piece, Naruto, Full Metal Alchemist, Dragon Ball Super, and then you also have some of the older anime that are in high regard, for instance like Cowboy Bebop, Trigun, Yu Yu Hakusho. So there's really a ton of fantastic anime that's out there that they have the potential of just either making great again, or ruining. So what exactly are we going to see in the future here for Sony and Aniplex and Funimation? And the answer is, I don't think anyone actually knows. I could say it's a pretty safe bet that we're more than likely going to have a streaming service that's going to be just specific to Sony or PSN in some way, because if I were Sony, I would probably try to do that in any way, shape, or form that I could. But besides that, I think it's kind of really up in the air at this point. So at this point, Sony kind of has a pretty big power for anime in Japan and a pretty big power for anime in the United States. So they kind of run anime right now in some way, you know, not the entirety, but they really have a lot of power in what's going to be coming out and being released because they're it, you know, like they own a large chunk of intellectual property for anime. So that being said, you know, if you don't like a lot of the way that Sony steers certain situations, how they treat some of their intellectual property, you're probably not going to enjoy how Sony's going to be running these companies in the future. But you never know. Companies change. So there's the possibility that this could be the next thing that changes Sony, in fact. You know, maybe we'll just start seeing them focus more on anime-related things as they are pretty extraordinarily popular right now, and maybe focus less on things that people don't necessarily care as much about these days. And while I'm not super familiar with how Sony Music has been doing recently, I have to say that with all the different types of ways to listen to music that are out there right now, I kind of feel like music sales overall are not at a very big high right now. So that's something that, you know, obviously there's a couple of reasons why, and there have been some stories out there about how they treat their artists with their intellectual property that may or may not be true, but it does also kind of add to the effect of me being a little bit more scared of how they're going to treat their anime intellectual property. You know, this could actually be like a really great thing for us inside of the United States because Sony Pictures hasn't been doing very great inside of like, you know, the movie type aspect. Obviously, Spider-Man was a really, really big hit, but if they could branch off into just bringing like the ton of animated films that are coming out in Japan over to the United States, then we could be seeing Japanese animation in every theater in the United States as soon as this year, which would be really, really cool. But also, again, just kind of scares me a little bit because you never know what they might change inside of these types of animation. It could be something that's great that they have in Japanese, and then as soon as they bring it over to the United States, they might just completely fucking ruin it. And I'm hoping that that doesn't happen because I really do love Japanese animation. Anime is something that I spend probably more time on than any of my other hobbies. So I'm really, really looking forward to having some really great anime come out in the future. And unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that I like currently is owned by Sony at this point. So I'm really hoping that they don't fuck anything up. I'm really skeptical as to whether or not this is going to be a good thing or not for everyone in the anime community. There is a possibility. Now, I also hear that they're pretty strict with their lawyers cracking down on people on copyrights. So this might not affect everyone as far as like the normal person might think, but say for instance that you really enjoy specific maybe an artist in an artist alley or somebody's work on Etsy and places like this, then you're gonna see a lot less, I think, intellectual property from the Funimation side, because more than likely Sony's gonna have their lawyers going out and looking for people that are taking money from them, essentially, because that's what they feel like this intellectual property crackdown kind of thing is. So when they have something that's copywritten, they're going to go ahead and send cease and desists. So people on Etsy and artist alleys and basically anywhere else that you can put up your own works of different characters is really going to kind of be lessened, I feel like. So if you're one of those people that likes to draw any of the popular anime and you like to try and, you know, sell your work because it might be really good, then just keep an eye open. There's a high chance that Sony's going to come after you for intellectual property copyrights because it's their stuff and they don't like anyone else taking their stuff. So again, really skeptical, hoping that it doesn't ruin the whole anime scene, but at the same time, it could also be a really great thing. You know, obviously, if Sony Pictures goes the right way with this and they start bringing more and more Japanese animation to theaters in the United States, then that could mean that we're just going to see lots and lots more really great animated movies. So hopefully that's the way that they go and they don't just go and make everything trash, but only time's going to tell, guys. So for now, that's all I have to say on Sonymation. Thanks again for joining us. Please do subscribe, like, and share. If you have any comments, if you have any speculations of your own on this Funimation sale, please do let me know down in the comments. And thanks again for watching, guys. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.